PhD candidate Sarah Dance says she found that many researchers didn't have detailed data on wild rice. She says the traditional beds across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois have seen a 30% reduction in size. She says the threat of additional mining across the region also poses a threat.
There is a potential for sulfide mining to make a return to the area, and that will increase levels of sulfate in the overlying surface water. And it has been proven with many studies done in Minnesota that elevated sulfide conditions in the sediment pore water is the primary controller for wild rice.
She says wild rice is very nutritious, gluten-free, and if preserved correctly, can be stored for a long time. Dan says she is watching the permitting of what's known as the Back 40 mine near Stevenson, Michigan, adjacent to the Menominee River, which forms a border with Wisconsin.
Open pit sulfide mining, regardless of the precautions that we take, is incredibly toxic. And it will increase the amount of sulfate we see going into the surface water. And while levels of sulfate in our surface water right now are relatively low, we will see those increases similar to how open pit sulfide mining has increased those levels in Minnesota.
The Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin has objected to the opening of the mine. Dance's work is part of an effort to form a stronger connection with the state's Native American tribes and the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We have a longer interview in the first segment of WXPR Saturday Edition on our website. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.